You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. And one of the things of my childhood that I remembered really fondly was the bookmobile, David. A bookmobile would come down my street and park, and you could go in and find books and take them home almost as many as you wanted. It was so much fun.
I remember the bookmobile, too, and just have such fond memories of going to the library when I was a kid. It's like this cozy memory for some reason of the librarian and all the books and kind of musty smells, I think, to be honest. Old carpet. And in fact, I spent a lot of time in the library these days with my kid who's 7 and refuses to read a book more than once. So it's like a backbreaking trip in both directions.
Well, you're getting your exercise. Nancy Pearl and Steve Scheer looked through the bin of the Newbery Award winners at the Northeast branch of the Seattle Public Library, and they also wandered over to the children's literature shelves where Nancy encountered some old friends.
You know, when I was but a child,
I lived here.
I lived not at this library, but I lived in the library. Did you?
Yes, I did. The Parkman Branch Library in Detroit, Michigan, and I always dreamed about living next door to that library, wouldn't it be wonderful to spend the night? I used to think, and maybe the characters would come alive.
Ooh, nice.
From the books. Wouldn't that be great?
Very good. And I was at the Highland Park Public Library, and it was this old library building. I guess now it's been remodeled a bit, but I loved going down and getting library books and spending the day, and my parents were going, really? Spending the day at the library? I was happy. All right, so I wanted to come to this Newbery bin just because I was curious about what's shown up. Any books besides A Wrinkle in Time by Madeleine L'Engel that you recognize in here?
Oh, yes. There is Dear Mr. Henshaw by Beverly Cleary.
Beverly Cleary.
I mean, how could you miss? But I just have to quickly just say my Beverly Cleary story, which is my favorite Beverly Cleary story, which is that she was speaking to maybe a group of third graders. And she asked if there were any questions, and there was one boy who kept, his kids do, like, oh, I really want to be called on. Call on me, Mrs. Cleary. and Beverly Cleary called on him, and she said, what is your question? And he said, I understand about the writing, but where do you get your paper?
That's excellent. Have you read Dear Mr. Henshaw?
Of course I read it. Oh, yeah. It's about a boy who writes to an author, a father, a boy who's really looking for a dad.
She's so interesting. When did this book come out?
In the 1983. Yeah. And it hasn't dated at all. It's still a book that's just absolutely, some of the Newbery, the early Newbery books, for example, we were looking at, The Trumpeter of Krakow, for example, which was a Newbery Award winner, I think, in the 30s, maybe a little bit later. The other one was Ogenek, The Story of a Pigeon. When I was growing up, these were the books my librarian gave me, and some I liked and some I didn't. But for kids today, I think, sadly, they're too slow. One of my favorite books was Johnny Tremaine. I mean, a fabulous book. I think that kids today would find it too narratively heavy.
Oh.
But, I mean, one of my favorites is Caddy Woodlawn by Carol Ryrie Brink. Just the story, a pioneer story, good for Laura Ingalls Wilder fans.
I have to say, I love that you know all these books. All right, so we're going to wander over to this. By the way, people notice that it's, this is, as you said before, this is not your father's library. People can make noise and play with giant Legos. I also do like that underneath the new barrier, all the Seuss books, and didn't I see, there's even more Seuss books. God, look at all the Seuss books.
These are the ones below here are the early readers. So these are the first chapter book, the first books that kids can start reading themselves.
Fun. All right, and so where were we walking over? You wanted to see what area?
Children's fiction.
As opposed to the Newbery Awards winners? These are...
Because, look at this, Homer Price. Now you remember Homer Price.
I loved Homer. Is this Homer Price with the donut machine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is Homer Price with the donut machine. And remember the lost bracelet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Robert McCluskey.
Robert McCluskey, who wrote Make Way for Ducklings.
That's right.
I mean, just I don't know, coming to this, coming to look and looking at these books, it just makes my heart happy, except that they're here. And I sort of wish people were checking them out and they were gone. But you know, many, many are checked out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how many are not here?
Right. Many, yes.
All right, so I'm going to pick out ones that I've never heard of, and you tell me this one, the Broken Lands by.
You know, I have not read. I have not read those. This is a fantasy, though, and I think it's a fantasy. Yes, when you look at the blurb, unimaginable evil seeking to bend its power. To their advantage. A little too scary for me.
Yeah, too scary for me, too. All right, pick something else out that you like.
All right.
You can wander, of course.
Grace Lin does terrific books about Chinese Americans. She, one of her books, whose name I am forgetting, is was a Newbery Honor book. And, you know,
well, this one is Dumpling Days, was it either The Year of the Dog or The Year of the Rat?
No, it was...
There it is. Where the Mountain Meets the Moon.
And I have to say, I gave that to my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, and she loved it. So Grace Lin is, I think, a writer to... And Pippi Longstocking. Do you remember Pippi Longstocking with her socks? Her socks that don't match. And I, as someone who wears socks that don't match, am very taken with Pippi Longstocking.
Do you still do that today?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
Yes, I do. The Betsy Tacy books. Now these are girl.
You've talked about these before.
These were reissued by HarperCollins a few years ago, and they begin when Betsy is in kindergarten, and the last one is Betsy's wedding. Oh, they're so wonderful. They're so wonderful. And they're set at the beginning, the first two decades of the 20th century. And, the Betsy and her best friend Tacy, and Tib is another best friend. And you can go to Mankato, Minnesota, and take a Betsy Tacy tour, which I did, and I had lunch at Tacy's house. And there's a Betsy Tacy Society. Anna Quinlan is a huge Betsy Tacy fan.
By the way, Betsy Tacy's stories are written by...
Maud Hart Lovelace.
Okay, just to make sure people know. All right, pull one more off the shelves. This is why I like coming to a library with you.
I've seen
a few.
I've seen it in my day. You know, when I was growing up, my library did not have the Nancy Drew books because they weren't deemed good enough. The Detroit Public Library had none of the Nancy Drew books. And I just have to say, they had none of the Maud Hart Lovelace books. And at the Detroit Public Library, three librarians had to read every book before it went into the collection. And then they had to write why they were or were not accepting it. And the Maud Hart Lovelace books were deemed too sentimental. Isn't that interesting?
Well, may I say that another reason why we are better off living in a world where there are fewer gatekeepers.
Do you think so, Steve? Well, let's have a discussion about that some other time.
I would like to be able to decide whether the Nancy Drew books are okay for me to read. I don't want somebody telling me.
But a library doesn't have... This goes on forever, and I'm on the wrong side of history because I would say the library has a limited... I'm not arguing against the Nancy Drew books.
I
certainly read them all. Okay.
Brian Jacques.
Yes,
I read a lot of his books.
But Anthony Horowitz. Anthony Horowitz writes these are great for boys. These are great for reluctant readers. And they're about like a young... Alex Rider is the main character. He's like a young James Bond. Oh, my gosh. These are so good. And if you watch Masterpiece Theater, Foyle's War, Anthony Horowitz wrote Foyle's War.
Oh,
so, yeah, he's hugely talented. But these are great. And the very first one of the Alex Rider books begins with a sentence, something like, when the phone rings at 3 a.m., it's never good news. Or when the doorbell rings, it's never good news. Carl Hiaasen, you know, is writing children's books. Kids love them. It's just so exciting to see all these books. It's so wonderful.
All right, Nancy, we'll wander again. I like wandering the library.
Sounds good. We'll do the adult section next.
Nancy Pearl and Steve Scher talking about books. And if you'd like to look up some of the books that they talked about, go to our website, kuow.org.